The first one, civil disobedience, was this past Sunday, and it was only wasn't too bad. It was about four. It was initially about 70 peaceful protesters, and then after that, they left, and we got about 300 ones that the agitators and the violent ones came. Well, I tell you right now, as far as the leadership goes, it definitely feels like the mayor is definitely calling the shots. It doesn't feel like our leadership is really doing much for us. They seem disorganized. They don't seem like they are. Basically, it just seems like they're winging it. There's no really plan in place. So we're running in circles. Absolutely. As far as using what kind of procedures we can do, as far as the restraining, we feel like we're being handcuffed. We feel like if we were allowed to do our job, this thing would not be as violent as it is. So I would say definitely, we definitely feel like people worried about being on video doing something. Absolutely. When I heard the governor basically say that the NYPD failed, I was pissed. Definitely, we were all pissed. We were like, we couldn't believe he said it. And, all of us are saying, put on a uniform, come out here and see what we're going through. And then you'll be able to say what you got to say. Actually, since I've been doing this particular detail, no, I have not been there yet, but actually today is my first one here in the city, so I'll let you know later. The message I would give to them is, you got to let us do our job. Stop it. It's you have no idea what's going on here. These are people coming from all over the country. A lot of them don't live here, and have our backs, tell us, support us, let us do what we got to do, and we'll get the city back to what it was.